Hey guys, how are you? Happy later of the week. Usually I release these on Tuesdays, but with the Memorial Day, and it just was a weird week for me. So sorry this is a day or two late, but we're getting to it. So happy Thursday, June 1st. Can you believe that it's June? What the heck? Time is just flying by, which makes me really sad. Just feel like it's just going by so fast. But I hope you had a great weekend. I had an awesome weekend. It was my wedding anniversary, and my husband and I just had a really nice, intimate time. Like, we didn't go anywhere. We were in New York a few days before that, so we just didn't really do much, but we did things that we loved, you know, spending time with each other. We went to the beach, we brought dinner, we had drinks. Like, it was so great. So those are my favorite kind of times. I'm sure you saw them on my TikTok. I made a little video of our date night. But yeah, those are the best nights for me. Like, those are just my favorite type of days. And it was the perfect way to spend our anniversary, especially because we're going on a trip in less than 2 weeks. So it just made so much sense to do something that was more intimate since we're already like splurging and going away. So yeah, I enjoyed it very, very much, and it was a very special one-year anniversary. I can't believe it's been a year since we've been married. Technically, over a year, but I guess a year since we've had our wedding, if you know what I mean. Yeah, it was so nice. The weather here is just awesome, and it sucks because I can't sit in the sun for another week and a half from my surgery. I literally booked our trip the day that I could finally like go in the ocean and lay back in the sun. So yeah, I can't do that yet. And this week it's like almost 100. So I'm not happy about not being able to just go to my pool and sit out and jump in the pool, but it's okay. Only a week and a half left, so we'll make it. I guess on the same note of my surgery, we are officially over 4 weeks post-op, so I do not have to wear a surgical bra anymore. Yay! I can finally wear cute shirts and not have to wear a bra, and it's like life changing because if you know me, I hate wearing a bra. That was probably the hardest part about recovery, is having to wear a bra 24 hours a day because you can't wear anything cute. Those surgical bras, they're comfy, but like they're just not cute. So being able to not wear a bra and just like, I don't know, have nice little kitties is very, very nice. A lot of people have had questions about my breast surgery, all that fun stuff, even after I did that podcast episode. So I am going to do a YouTube on it. I'm going to do kind of like the podcast episode that I did, but obviously a video. And I just wanted to wait until I was at least 4 weeks post-op and you can like actually like see the results more. Obviously these aren't my final results, but you know. Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do YouTube, and I know I'm slacking on my YouTube game. I'm trying to get more up. I recorded my entire day in New York getting my haircut with William, who is amazing. Had a lot of questions about that as well. I got the most amazing haircut in New York on last Thursday. He was amazing. He actually used to do all of the Victoria's Secret models, like the Bombshell blowouts and stuff on the runway. So he knows what the hell he's doing. And he reached out to me and we got to collab, and it was so fun. He is literally such a bright light, just like such an amazing person. And I really love connecting with him, and he gave me the best haircut of my life. It's amazing. I am obsessed with it. I feel like I look like a whole new person. Like, it just feels so good to switch it up. I literally haven't gotten a haircut in like 2 years. People always ask me like, what do you get for a haircut? Like, I legit hadn't gotten a haircut for 2 years. The only thing that I got cut was my bangs. Like, I didn't get all these layers and stuff. I took like 2 inches off my hair, and I love it. It feels so like healthy and fresh and pretty, and I just love the way it looks. I'm so happy. But I guess I wanted to like kind of branch off of changing my hair to like kind of a more broad thing, as in like embracing change and like doing different things to help, I don't know, move forward in life, I guess, in a way. And one thing that I love talking about, and when people ever ask me for advice, or they just ask, like, how do you deal with change? I, like, embrace change and, like, making changes. And I know the haircut is such a simple thing to compare it to, but like change is so good. Change is amazing for growth. If you are comfortable, you're not going to grow and you're not going to change who you are. And I guess I'll just take like my sister for an example. Like my sister, she's making a huge career change and she's putting herself out there. And I, you know, me and my sister are very close, so I tell her all the time, I'm like, you're never going to grow if you're comfortable, because, you know, she was really anxious to make the change and stuff like that. And it's really important that even though you may feel like you have emotions like anxiety or feeling overwhelmed, all that stuff, don't always think of those emotions as a bad thing, because it's not a bad thing. Sometimes when you get anxiety and you get overwhelmed, it's just your brain is embracing that change, and it's not a bad thing. And I always tell her that, because she's always like, I'm so anxious about, you know, not always like, but about the situation, you know, she was anxious about the change and that kind of stuff. And it's once she actually did it and she went forward with getting a new career and getting a new job, she's like so happy, and you could see it in her. Like, she's just so like relieved that she actually made the jump. And this is for anybody, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure there's many of you that have also been in the same situation where it's like you feel like your emotions are holding you back from actually changing and actually making a change in your life that you know is going to benefit you in the long run. And that's why I'm saying that change is so important, and change is essential to figuring out who you are, figuring out what you like, figuring out just what the hell you're doing here. You know what I mean? Like, what's your purpose? If you don't change things around and you stay complacent and stay in the same job or stay with the same look, or you know what I mean? Like, it's just never going to help you in the long run. And this can be so broad or it can be so specific. You know what I mean? It can relate to every single aspect in life. And I'm just saying that, like, for my haircut, for example, like I typically when I get a haircut, I'm just afraid of like my hair getting chopped off, or you know what I mean? Like, I grew my hair out for so long. I took so much time to grow my hair out, and I kind of didn't get a haircut because I don't know. I just was, one, you don't think you need it, and two, I'm just like, oh, what if she cuts all my hair off? And like, that's where that anxiety or worry comes, right? And which is a stupid thought. But, you know, I took the chance with William, and I was like, yeah, he has a great haircut. Like, and I'm just going to switch up my style. And I felt so amazing. Like, I just feel so amazing looking at myself in the mirror, like with my new hair. Like, I love it. You know what I mean? And it's like, I loved my hair before, obviously, but that little change kind of just gave me such a boost. And it's something so simple, you know what I mean? So that's what I mean when I say this topic can be so broad or can be so specific, because it relates to so many different aspects. But overall, I think just change in general is so important, and it just can lead you to the right path, you know, to the right place that you're supposed to be. And you really need to take chances on yourself. I think it's really important to believe in yourself and take chances on yourself and just put yourself out there and do things that make you feel anxious and overwhelmed. It's important to feel those emotions, because it's your brain registering, okay, something new is happening. And a lot of the times we're kind of taught to we're kind of taught to look at anxiety and being overwhelmed and any feeling that's not happy as a bad feeling. And it's not a bad feeling. Like, a lot of emotions that we feel are not bad emotions. And we're kind of taught that any emotion, except for being happy, is a bad emotion, and we have to figure out how to get rid of that feeling, when that's not what we should be doing. We kind of should just be embracing every single feeling or emotion that we have and figuring out the reason why we're feeling these emotions. It's kind of a teaching lesson, not something that you need to somehow fill a void or like mask, you know what I mean? And I guess this can relate to a lot of, we can go down a rabbit hole with this, but for example, people like who cover up their emotions with drugs or anything else. Like, it could be anything. It could be hooking up with random people or drinking or eating a lot, like binge eating. It all stems from us trying to mask the emotion that we don't want to feel. And when we mask those emotions that we don't want to feel, we avoid actually figuring out the reason why we're feeling that way and fixing it. You know what I mean? Like, you'll never, if you mask your emotions and you don't address them when you feel them, they're going to linger until you actually sit there with yourself and deal with it. You know what I'm saying? And I think that it's a really actually bad part about, I guess, our society and how we look at emotions, because I feel like it's so normal to just mask it with marijuana, or I know I'm getting into a rabbit hole, but masking it with something, going out drinking, you know, eating a huge meal because it makes you feel good, it comforts you. For example, comfort food. Like, it's just such a bad way to look at it. And I think that it's such a toxic way to take care of ourselves. And it's a toxic way to make our minds think and bad habits to have. It's just not good. And I would never want to offend anybody or anything like that. But I really think that it's something that we as people, if we want to be better, we need to work on that, like, big time. And I think for me, like, I was a very avoiding person before, like, when I was going through it, when I felt all of these emotions. And I've talked about this. I actually kind of even talked about it in my last episode where, you know, I was planning my wedding and so many things were happening to me, and I just kind of pushed those emotions aside and didn't deal with them at the time. And so once I was done with my wedding, everything hit me and I kind of went into a spiral. And that was bad on my part. You know what I mean? Like, I should have dealt with those emotions when I felt them, but I couldn't. You know what I mean? I had other things that I was prioritizing, and in my head, that was the right thing to do, when I really don't think that, now looking back, it probably wasn't the right thing to do. I think it's really important, if you want to grow as a person and you want to just become better, you deal with your emotions and you sit down with yourself and you figure out why you're feeling a specific way and why and what you can do to help yourself. You know what I mean? Or how you can grow from a situation. You have to look at every situation as a learning lesson. And I know it's hard at the time because, you know, something bad happens to you or something that's really unfortunate and makes you upset happens. And it's hard to just sit there and be like, okay, how can I learn from this? But when you start doing that, you really start looking at the world and looking at life in such a different way. And I think it's a beautiful, beautiful thing when you can do that, because you don't walk around life just saying, why did it happen to me? Or like, pity me, boo me. When you stop looking at things as a dig towards you, it just gets way better. Life gets way better. It just becomes more of a journey and a lesson versus like, why am I the unlucky one? Like, to be honest, do you know how many people are in this world? Like, you're not the only person going through it. You know what I mean? And like, not to be mean, but a lot of the time, like, when people sit there and, but why me? Why this? Why that? It's like, you are a piece of sand compared to this earth. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, we are so small and irrelevant as in a scheme of a whole. Obviously, I don't think that like everyone's irrelevant, but like, I'm just saying in the scheme of everything, the scheme of life, we are so irrelevant. And it's like, we need to look at the bigger picture of things and stop pitying ourselves for things that happen to us and look at life as in what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a journey and a learning lesson, and it's supposed to teach us things. Think of life as like levels, you know, like you have to like beat one level to get to the next level, and each level throws like a task, or not a task, I guess a trauma, say something inconvenient. Every level you get a new whatever, a death, or a loss of a job, or conflict, or you know what I mean? And once you beat that, once you learn a lesson from that, you get to the next level. And I think that's a really, really cool way of looking at life. And I don't remember where I saw something similar to that once, and I thought that was so cool. It stuck with me because it's so true. You can't move on to the next level or the next part of your life, next journey of your life, if you don't get over what happened in the last season or the last level. And I think that it's really essential to be able to look at life that way. We need to look at it as in, okay, we need to move forward. And like I said, like, how do I learn from this? And I think once you start looking at life like that, a lot of things can change. A lot of things can change. Your eyes will open to so many things, so many opportunities, and so many ways to be better. So next time you have something happen to you and you're sitting there and, you know, you're pitying yourself or you're saying, why me? Why this? After, of course, like, there's situations where, you know, you need time to grieve and you need time to process it, you know, take it in. I'm not saying, like, don't process anything. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying something happens to you, you can't sit there for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks and wonder why it happened to you. You have to look at it in a different way. So next time something inconvenient happens to you, even something as small as being late, you know, running behind and letting it ruin your entire day. Think about that. Think about how we need to just look at conflict in a different way. This can even relate to like friendships and relationships and stuff like that. Like, for example, like in this industry too that I work in, like there's a lot of mean girls. There's a lot of mean girls. And it's funny because a lot of people come off different on the internet or stuff like that. And I've experienced like a lot of people that, not a lot of people, but there's like if I had to actually think about it, I've met probably like 3 mean girls that I thought were like friends on social media. Granted, I've met so many amazing people on social media and friends that I know will be friends for a long time, but there are mean people out there and social media can be very, very fake. And for example, like, there's a group of like 3 girls that are mean girls. Obviously, I would never tell you who they are, but there's, you know, when I was like coming up on, so like first starting on social media, I was like kind of friends with these people. And then, I don't know, I'm very intuitive. So I kind of picked up on that mean girl vibe. And I could have really, it's funny because these 2 mean girls kind of like buddied up and now they're friends. And I'm like, oh, makes so much sense. It makes so much sense why you guys are friends. But I obviously, like, I don't care. And I'm saying, like, if I let that bother me and I let that actually alter the content that I put out and alter, like, the way I connect with people on social media, it would have been a totally different story. But that's where I'm saying, like, you got to learn from everything that's thrown your way. Like, I don't know why these girls were mean to me or why they, you know, tried to make me feel like an outcast or whatever it is. But that's for any situation. I'm saying it kind of bettered who I was as a creator, knowing that there were people out there that were mean girls like that. And that was kind of like my level when it came to, I guess, my career. You know what I mean? Like, there's levels to every single aspect of your life and obviously lessons to every aspect of your life. But in the beginning, especially in social media, like in the beginning, it's kind of like you want to connect with as many people as you can because it's just like, you're doing the same thing and like it's really nice to have support from other people who are like-minded, etc. But obviously there's going to be some bad eggs in the basket. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you just can learn from everything and you can't let it bother you. You can't let it not bother you, but you can't let it affect who you are, who you truly are, or what you put out, I guess, in this example, my content. Like, if I had let that alter my content or whatever they're making fun of me for, or whatever, it would have just been a totally different story. But you can't. Like, you literally just can't. You gotta be true to who you are. And if you have haters, you're doing something right. That's what I always say. If you have haters, you're doing something right. I guess that was kind of like a sidetrack, but I'm just trying to, I guess, exemplify that this can go for legit any single life situation. Like, it literally can go for any situation. It can be for experiencing death. It can be for something as small as dropping your coffee on your outfit for the day. Like, I'm just saying, like, you have to learn from everything. Learn from every single thing. Like, even the things that you would never think are a learning lesson are probably a learning lesson. But on another note, I tried skin today and it's amazing. Like, it's so good. And I'm so surprised because I've talked about this before, like, how much I usually hate celebrity skincare. But she must have the best chemists in the world on her skincare line because everything was top tier. Like, everything felt so luxe. It felt like La Mer. That's really what it felt like a better La Mer. Everything was amazing. The cleanser, top tier. The moisturizer was divine. The toner, pretty good. Obviously, you can't tell toner like right away. So I'll keep you updated on that. I got the exfoliator and they're sending the rest of the line over to me. But amazing. Amazing, amazing. And I just wanted to do some beauty favorites that I've been loving. So that's why I started with that. But man, it was so good. I'm super, super, super impressed. Also, nothing is fragranced. Everything smells like product. You know what I mean? Like an actual ingredient. That's what it smells like. It smells like ingredients, which means it's good skincare. So very excited about that. Great job, Kim. Or Kim's chemist, I guess. Let's talk about some of my beauty favorites because we haven't done this in a while. I've definitely tried a lot of new things since then. I've been trying a lot of new makeup, which is great. But I want to talk about the Sol de Janeiro. I obviously am Brazilian and I love my Brazilian stuff. I have a lot of like actual Brazilian things that I use every day. Like my body oil is Brazilian, my body cream, like all that stuff. And I never really fell for the Sol de Janeiro kind of trap because one, it's an American company. It's actually not a Brazilian company. It's not even owned by a Brazilian, which annoys me. But they came out with a new scent. It's the Rio Radiance. It's like Sol de Janeiro 67 or 60, the new one. It's amazing. It smells like the beach. I love it. I actually got it to travel with because I was like, I don't know what I want to bring. I don't have like a travel size perfume. So I just picked this one up. It's divine. It smells so delicious. I'm going to spray it on right now. Oh my God. It smells like the beach. So good. One of my faves. And I also, you guys know, I love my body wash from Way. I usually use the Melrose Place and it smells legit like a rich, like Upper East Side woman from New York. But I like more coconutty scents and sweet scents in the summertime. So I picked up the Sol de Janeiro body wash and man, that shit smells good. So I've actually been loving Sol de Janeiro. I just wish it was on by a Brazilian. It's so funny that it is not owned by a Brazilian because like the ingredients, it says leite de coco. Like what? Like why are these ingredients all in Portuguese but not owned by a Brazilian? It's so funny. But it's really good. So I've been really liking that. Let's get into some makeup that I've been loving. Let me open my desk. My favorite skin tint at the moment is the Huda Beauty Glowish skin tint. It is amazing. It's like summer in a bottle. It's so good. It makes your skin just glisten. It is great. I've been loving the Merit bronzer stick. Also amazing. That was a new one that I had tried. I'm opening my desk if you hear anything. I'm back on my House Labs kick. I really like the House Labs foundation. I usually use my Makeup by Mario, but my Makeup by Mario foundation is now too light for me. I got really dark in Florida, and like I came back and all my shit does not match me anymore. Like my Mario skin enhancer doesn't match me. So I don't know. It's like, it's weird. Trying to think of what else. The new Hourglass ambient palettes. You guys know that I love my ambient palettes, but they came out with a new one and it's spectacular. It's like all my favorite shades from the two palettes put into one. It's great. I love that. What else? The Makeup by Mario skin enhancer blush. Divine. Absolutely insane. It's the soft pop plumping. I got it in the shade Rose Crush. It's stunning. Stunning. I'm gonna put it on while we talk so I can explain it to you. If you've tried this skin enhancer, it's just so creamy and natural. This blush is absolutely stunning. And it's like, it looks like your skin, but gives you that like beautiful, just sun-kissed look. It's just so good. I knew I was gonna love this and I purchased it right when it came out. Pretty sure they're sending me some more shades, but that would be great. Love this. This is like an everyday, just perfect, perfect blush. Yeah, I think those are like the newest, like you should buy these products. Also, Make Beauty. I've talked a little bit about them before. Their serum blushes are fire. So gorgeous. Love those as well. Fenty Beauty came out with some new lip tint or lip stain shades. I really like those as well. They also came out with like a pH kind of blush in the same packaging as their matchsticks. And it's really cute too. I like a good like pH balance one for like the beach. So like when I go on my trip, I'll probably take that with me because it's just so easy to just like a pop on your face when you're at the beach. Like, it's just so cute and pretty. But I think those are the only like beauty favorites that I've switched up that I like a lot. Yeah, that's it. I have on my desk for you guys, for me to try for you guys, the Glossier Skin Tint and the All Hours Foundation by YSL. So I will let you know how I like those. But yeah, that's it. I keep trying new products every day. And I'm only going to give you guys the best recommendations. Like, there's so many products that I try and I don't try again. You know what I mean? So I only give you the best of the best. Oh, the Refi Brow Tint is also phenomenal. It's the only brow gel I use now. It's so good. I know I probably talked about it before, but it's amazing. I love it. I use it every single day. But yeah, that's really all I have for you. We kind of ran a little late on this one. This is a little longer than I usually do. But, you know, it's had a lot to say, you know. It's June, so enjoy this first amazing day of your month and make this month ya bitch. Make this month the best month yet. I love June. It's one of my favorite months. It's such a good, like, I'm ready for summer month. Everyone's ready for that hot weather. And then, like, July is great, and then August gets really freaking hot, and then September we're all like, okay, I need to get a little colder here. But yeah, love June and love you guys so much. I hope you have a great week. I'm gonna put a question box up the end of this week so we can get some questions in the next episode on Tuesday, because we haven't done questions in a while, so make sure you keep your eye out for that. Also, now that I am like good after my surgery and I have more time on my hands, I'm going to start the weekly giveaway again because I stopped it for a little bit, obviously, like after my surgery and stuff. So I'm going to start that again. I'm looking at like 7 boxes that I'm ready to just give to you guys. So make sure you keep an eye on my Instagram stories for those giveaways. And yeah, I'm actually going to be a guest on a podcast, I think next week. So I'll let you guys know so you can go listen to that. But yeah, that's really it on my end. I hope you guys have a great week. Hopefully the weather is amazing where you are as it is here. And I'll talk to you next week. Okay, bye.